Damon breaks for third, whose responsibility is third in that situation? Because you have the shift on.
It's a catcher or a pitcher. Got to be heads up. We got the shift on like that. Felice was covering second base. And, evidently there was some miscommunication there. You know, when he stole, I mean, that's the first time we've had it happen to us this year. But at the same time, it's, somebody's got to be covering third base. Usually it's the catcher tries to get down there.
Another question for Charlie, right here up the left dial.
Charlie, Cliff said earlier today that he had made it pretty clear that he would have been willing to pitch in game four. If he had come to you and insisted on doing it, how much consideration would you have given it?
Not any. Why not? Why not? Because I've answered that about 10 times in about the last 2 days, maybe 25.
And over to the right, Barry.
Hey, Charlie. So, I mean, you guys haven't been in this situation in the playoffs the last couple of years. What do you say anything to your team here? What do you do to collect things after, a great game like this where you came back out of a hole and then you lose at the end?
I won't say nothing. I may say something tomorrow. I'll think about that tonight and I might say something tomorrow.
And over to the left on the side, to the far left.
Charlie, kind of following up on that, obviously a loss is a loss, but do you worry about the wind going out of your team's sail with that type of loss tonight?
I think we take a lot of pride on being resilient in the way we bounce back. I know that we're going to come out and play tomorrow to win. I know that. I've seen us go through it before. We've blown 22 games from a seventh inning on or something this year. And you're like, that's got to tell you something about the resilience of our team. I mean, tonight's tough. We're in a World Series and everything. But at the same time, we're down, but you know what? We're still breathing.
And we have another one to the left.
Charlie, Lidge hadn't pitched in 11 days, but he looked pretty good his first two at-bats. He has a good at-bat with Damon. Do you think he lost his focus after that double steal? Hitting to share than the way the rest of the thing unfolded.
What's that?
Do you think he lost his focus after Damon?
I think made it. That move to third? Did he lose his focus? I think it. I think he was doing. I think he was first two hitters. He did real well. He was up 1-2 in the count on Damon. Damon had a real good at bat. He ran the count out to 3-2, but once he stole and did he lose? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was having trouble. But at the same time, the way he started the inning, he was fine.
And right here on the left.
Charlie, right here. Joe Blanton retired 11 straight, then ran into a little bit of trouble. What did you think of the way Joe pitched?
I think Joe did, after the first inning, when he gave up a couple runs, I thought he did very good. I think it was in the fifth when he scored two runs. Walk kind of got him in trouble, and a guy got an infield hit, and then he got two blue hits, and he ended up scoring two runs that inning. I felt like he did a real good job. He pitched very good.
We'll take another one over here to the left.
Charlie, do you think in the middle innings after Sabathia's pitch count was pretty high early, do you think your team maybe was a little anxious and not patient enough in the middle innings and let Sabathia stay around a little longer than maybe he should have?
I think CC's tough. And I think when CC's throwing the ball over the plate, we got it. I felt like the other night against Burnett that we took a lot of fastballs. And, I understand exactly what you're saying. I thought that our guys, I wanted some of them, it's different hitters in the lineup, and they're at bats and everything, and I wanted some of them definitely to swing if they got a fastball to hit. He hung in there, and he battled, and you're like, we were fighting him tooth and nail. He was good.